Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Matt Steinmetz along with Evan Giddings today. Guru's got a little personal matter to attend to. I'll say a word. And we got a fun show coming up today. Not because Guru's not here. Because we got a Warriors win to talk about. We got a trade deadline that's come and gone. And we got a lot of other stuff. Draymond Green's been talking. Evan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good, good. Got out of Chase Center about 12 o'clock last night. Got home, got a little shut-eye back in here. You know, a game that was interesting for some and I think entertaining for others, perhaps. But overall, feeling good this morning. Got a couple cups of coffee in me and sending all the best to the goo.
Absolutely. Here, I like to jump into the YouTube chat a little before the show. Got to test the waters, dip the toe in, if you will. And
you've been doing that more lately.
Yeah, I'd like to know the percentage of 49er fans that are actually truly upset that they didn't make a move yesterday, because I can't imagine it's too high of a percentage.
Now, I think it might be more than not too high. Like, there's some people that aren't, I don't know if it's pissed, but you know, you're left hanging at the altar. Like, you're expecting to get something. I don't think that people were asking for Trey Hendrickson, Steiny. They didn't want, you know, they didn't want Reggie White to walk through the door, but I think they were expecting a little more than just Keon White from last week.
Yeah, I agree. I do think, though, that going into this trade deadline, if you thought about what they needed, where they are, and what they didn't want to give up, you might not like it, but I kind of understand it. Here's what I understand. John Lynch made it clear he didn't want to trade for a rental, that the only players he wanted in here were at least under contract this year and next year. He talked about protecting the draft capital. I think he'd probably be willing to move some lower round picks, but the high picks, there was no way he was going to trade a high pick for somebody who wasn't going to be here long term. And then the other thing, Evan, is I just think inside that building, they're not convinced they're a player away or two players away from whatever the goal is.
Yeah, of course. Well, those two players would be Fred Warner and Nick Bosa.
Okay.
That's what they're away from, I think, seriously believing they can compete. But it's not like there weren't players that have contracts beyond this season that were available. You could have got a guy. Like, there were guys who got traded, Steiny, that are under contract for next season. So I understand the whole concept of not wanting a rental, but if I wake up this morning and I see players on other teams that are not just going to be on the Rams, the Eagles, you could even say the Cowboys who got Quinnen Williams, they're not just going to be on that team for 1 year. This isn't just a rental. There were guys that were traded and that were available that you could have gotten that would be on the team next season, which is also a big focus. I think that this 49ers front office has decided, and did so before the year, they're not all in on this season. They're just simply not. They're not all in on a year where they don't believe that they can win a Super Bowl. And so I don't think they're waving the white flag on the season, but yesterday was absolutely waving the white flag on a chance to compete for a championship. And that's what people are pissed about, because what else are you doing it for?
I don't think the 49ers thought they were a couple moves away from a championship.
No, but my point is there are moves out there that could contribute to next year's team,
too.
Oh,
I see. I got you.
Like, you can hide behind the rental. That's fine. I'm with you. That makes sense. You don't want to give up picks for a guy that you're not convinced is going to be here long term. But there were players like that out there to pursue, and you chose not to.
Yes. There are a couple things here that I kind of, I don't want to say disavow, but the one thing a lot of people bring up, or fans, is that the 49ers' history of drafting hasn't been overwhelmingly great, and so the picks are less important. I don't think you can treat it like that. I think you've always got to look at the draft as a place where you can do some damage and get some players. And you can't expect Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch to say, well, we don't think we're very good at drafting, so we're not going to keep picks. The reality is you know, over the course of their 8 or 9 years, they've found players and they've missed on players. So I think that's, and when you're looking at this team and the ages of some of the players, I think they're prioritizing draft picks a little bit. The other thing is, I don't think they're convinced. I don't think they know what to make of this team. I think they're proud of this team, and I think they're proud of the grittiness. But I think if they're looking in the mirror, they know that they're just not going to be able to navigate through the rest of the regular season and deep into the playoffs. I just think to give up something like a first or second or third, they just didn't want to do that.
No, but there were, take the Seattle Seahawks, for example. They didn't make a massive move. Now, they might have overpaid for a guy like Rashid Shaheed. I think they sent a fourth and a fifth round pick to the Saints for a rental. But that's not a move you look at and say, well, we're a player away. That's a move that the Seattle Seahawks made because maybe they don't think Cooper Kupp can stay on the field and they're going to need an extra receiver. Or maybe they identified a need and said, one of their rookie guys isn't good enough and we need a veteran in here who can take the top off. Like, there are moves that you can make around the edges that don't signify the player you are away from a title. But you have a good team and you had a chance yesterday to add reinforcements. And odds are someone else is going to get hurt for the Niners because that's just the way that it goes. And so to me, after you see two defensive linemen go down, one of which for the season, which was your first round pick, Mykael Williams, I'm not going to say I was shocked, but I was surprised that they didn't even add a body. Just somebody that could step in and eat snaps. Because, Steiny, like this defense is on its last leg. And to me, the only way that this team is going to, not the only way, but the question that I have is if the defense was the primary reason why they got off to a good start in the first half, can the offense be the reason why they finished the season strong? Because they're the better unit. They're the less injured unit. They got guys coming back. Mac Jones, even if you don't consider the quarterback to be, you know, an injury plagued position, Mac Jones has been helping you. But the defense is just begging for someone to come in here, and the Niners gave him nothing.
What when you look at this team right now, what's its ceiling? Right now, just the team that's on the field today.
The playoffs.
Okay. Do you really believe, because I think this is where the disagreement's going to be, do you really think a player or two on the defensive side of the ball that would have fetched a fourth or fifth or sixth round pick, how much would a guy or two like that help this unit this year?
Well, I would ask you the same question about the Rams and the Seahawks. Like, how good do you think those teams
are? Well, see, okay.
And they didn't add big boys.
That's fair.
They got bodies.
That's fair, but I believe that both those front offices think their teams are better than the Niners front office thinks their team is.
Yeah, of course. Anybody can see that. Although, okay. Although you did beat both of them one time.
You did.
But no, I agree. Like, the Niners aren't favored on Sunday for a reason. When they play the Seahawks, if the Seahawks are still playing for something in Week 17, you're probably not going to be favored in that game either. But I'm looking at both of those franchises who, in our application here, are a move away, and they didn't make a big move. They just got guys that they believed could help their team at positions of need. And the Niners have a clear, glaring position of need, and it's the defensive line. And you could have spent one of your three fourth-round picks. You could have spent a fifth or a sixth. You could have gotten another body in here, and they opted to not do so. Like, that's where I can hear a fan saying, why are we just sitting on our, why are we just sitting on our ass yesterday watching everybody else make a move or two? I'm not asking for Quinn and Williams. I'm asking for another Keon White because we had two more guys go down last week.
I don't think another do you think Keon White or another Keon White would have been the difference between some fans being happy and some fans being a little disappointed? I'm not sure. I think it's come down, here's what I think. I think the 49ers, and people may not like to hear this, but they said, look, we're without Warner, we're without Bosa, we just lost.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Los Williams. We don't know if Brock Purdy's coming back. We don't have Ayuk. Ricky Pearsall now. we're not sure of. Like, we just got to ride it out with this team, see where we can go, and let the chips fall where they may. What do you guys say, 49er fans? How would you describe your feeling today when the 49ers sat tight? 888-957-9570. The kickoff show this Sunday with Hall of Fame nominee Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 a.m. from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. All the early games are going to be on. Great food, great drinks, and games in the parking lot. If you're going to the game, we have a free shuttle for you to and from Laughing Monk to the stadium. That's right, free shuttle. Sign up now at 957thegame.com. First come, first served. And the last home game filled up pretty quickly, so go ahead there now to save your spot. That's 957thegame.com. That segment was also brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment sponsored by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson, and let's get it going today. By the way, coming up at 11 o'clock, we've got Kenny Caraway. He's a co-host of D-Lo and KC, ESPN 1320 out of Sacramento. Warriors play the Kings tonight. They'll be without Steph Curry, for sure, and Butler and Draymond Green, questionable. At the same time, Zach LaVine and Sabonis, questionable for the Kings.
A lot of stars on the floor tonight.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, the Warriors will try to back up last night's win over Phoenix with another one, but it's a back-to-back, and it looks like they're going to be playing without some of their veteran players. But what we're talking about right now is the 49ers at the trade deadline. They decide to sit tight. They don't make a move. And we're just getting the feelings of the faithful, how we're feeling about this. Evan, it seems like, you know, you would have liked to have seen them get a couple reinforcements in here, not necessarily mortgage the future, but get a couple players in here that are good enough to help them for the regular season. Is that fair? Or for the rest of this season?
I mean, a guy, yeah.
Okay.
Well, look, the Niners aren't a piece away, I believe, from competing for a Super Bowl. But like, you opened up by asking, are people really frustrated with the inaction? And probably not a ton. I think most people are realistic about what the season has become because of the amount of injuries that they've sustained at key positions. But I understand why someone would wake up today and feel like, huh, we had a chance to do something and we just didn't. Like, a lot of the teams that are right now, if the season ended today, in a playoff spot, either have everything they believe they need to win a Super Bowl, or they went out and got something to help them win a Super Bowl. And the Niners were one of the only teams that did not. So, yeah, I can see how people would be frustrated this morning.
Here's a few things that I was thinking about. And it's why I'm okay with what they did. Couple things. One, you know, last year they went all in and injuries messed up their season. So I look at it like injuries have messed up their season this year. So why go all in? I know because you're 6-3. Let's be honest. Is that that's the biggest reason you'd go all in?
No one's asking you to go all in, though.
Well, that's true.
Like,
but
going
all
in to me is what the Colts did. They gave up two first-round picks to get the best corner that was available in Sauce Gardner. I think it's a lot. Like, that's a pretty big overpay in my opinion. But if you think that you're one cornerback away, which maybe the Colts do, then that's an all-in move. You know, it's the whole Rams F them picks type of setup, right?
Right.
If you think you can get a guy that's going to help you get over the top, then you go do it. That's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about an all-in move. I told you, I don't think the Niners are all-in on this season. That's, to me, why they didn't make a move yesterday. And that's why I think they did what they did this summer.
I agree. And I was going to leave it like this. I don't think the front office believes in this team. And I'm leaving it open-ended because they probably believe it can make the playoffs. They might even believe it can win the division. I don't think they think it can win a Super Bowl. And here's the thing. Like, just because, but I'm gonna operate under the assumption that the Niners, that Lynch and Shanahan and the big boys up front look at each other and say, this isn't our year to win the Super Bowl. Okay, you know what? Just because your front office doesn't believe it, it actually doesn't mean that it still can't happen. And in a way, I look at the 2022 Warriors. I fully believe that the front office in that year, in the 2 years leading up to it, thought the Warriors were done winning titles, and it's why they ended up making some moves that they made. They still went out and won the NBA Finals. So,
but who got hurt on that team?
Nobody.
That's the difference.
Well, and
in fact, they got a guy back
right
mid-season.
But that's why I can't go. I can't make an investment in this season if I think now. You know, here's the argument. Well, could you have gotten a player or two in here for a sixth-round pick? John Lynch might have been like, yeah, but nobody that we thought would make a difference.
Yeah, but if you hear that, and I agree with you, the front office doesn't believe that this team can win a Super Bowl. How does that sound if you're a fan?
Oh, I thought you were going to say a player, and then we were going to get into it.
No, I think the players are paid. You're going to go out there, and you're supposed to compete and do what your job is. But if you're a fan, like, that to me is where the frustration falls, is because I agree with you. I don't think this front office believes they can win a Super Bowl. I don't think that was the goal this season. I think the goal was to reset their books, to put themselves in a position to maybe next year or the year after, you know, quickly reboot this thing to get back into Super Bowl contention. And anything that was playoff, in the playoff realm this year, was going to be them ahead of schedule, which it looks like they are.
That.
And that, you know, from that standpoint, you could feel good about it. But again, the front office doesn't believe you can win a Super Bowl. No fan wants to hear that, I believe.
Well, the fans aren't going to have to hear that because they're not going to say that.
No, but their actions yesterday spoke louder than their words.
And you know what? I'm fine with that.
Or inaction.
In a way, I'd rather have a front office that can say, you know what, let's be honest, this is a long shot here, and we're kind of defying the odds, and, you know, we still don't believe in this team, or I shouldn't say don't believe in this team, just, you know what, I'll tell you what, I could look at it this way. They believe in this team enough that they didn't trade any players for picks.
Well, who are you going to trade?
Well, I'm just saying they could have theoretically, you know, if they think Pearsall's coming back in a week or two and Watkins is taking a step up, I'm just saying Juwan Jennings, but they probably wouldn't have gotten a lot for him. I was just saying that.
They also thought Pearsall was going to be back, you know, after a couple weeks.
That's true. That's true. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Paul in Houston to start us out. What's up, Paul? How you doing?
Doing good. What's up, brothers?
Hey.
Yo.
Hey, you know, I think you guys hit it on the head. John and Kyle came into this year thinking 26 and 27 was the window. We got some young guys getting some reps, and we're ahead of schedule. I mean, I'm good with it. Let it ride. We got to rebuild an offensive line coming up anyway, so we need those picks.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly the way I'm looking at it, too. The question is, was there a deal out there around the edges that could have made this team marginally better, and was that worth it? I think that's what Lynch and Shanahan were asking themselves.
Well, it's just about getting depth. I mean, that's really why you would do anything. You know, swinging big to me was never an option for this team, unless there was someone out there. And even if, like, you know, again, if they could get... Well, I like it. It reminds me a little of the Warriors' fascination with Giannis. Like, if you could get him, well, then we'll go all. Then we'll go all in. Then we'll push all of our chips in on the table. But anything less than that, I'm not giving you anything. Like, I think if the Niners could have gotten Myles Garrett or Max Crosby, yeah, I think they would give up future draft capital. But those guys aren't available, so we're just going to stand pat and play the rest of the season out.
Well, let's just take Quinnen Williams. He would have been a big swing. Would you agree?
Yeah, anything that involves a first-round pick is pretty big.
So that particular move, would you have done that if you were the Niners?
No.
So, I mean, I don't know if I would or wouldn't have. Probably not. But that kind of is, to me, that's the definition of how small the thread was going to be. If there was a big boy out there, if Williams was a big boy out there and you didn't want to give up a first and a second, okay, then you don't think a move on the edges is really going to impact the team. Well, then you're operating under a narrower scope where you're looking for a player who can help you this year and next year, you think is really good, but you're not going to give up a lot for him. You know what I mean? Like, they were really trying to thread a needle here, I think, with the right player, the right picks going back, and the right fit for the next year or two.
Well, the guy that was available to them that they said no to was Jermaine Johnson.
Right.
Linebacker, edge rusher for the New York Jets, was a Pro Bowler under Robert Saleh, and was a guy that was available. But the Niners, according to Diana Rossini, did not want to give up a second-round pick. You know, if we're talking about a guy, that's the dude. And to me, I kind of lean into Saleh here. Like, I don't know. He may not have a seat at the table in this war room when they're deciding who they want to go after or not. But I have to imagine, and you can apply this to Quinnen Williams too, if there's anybody that would know if those guys are worth what the Cowboys gave up for Quinnen Williams and what the Jets were asking for Jermaine Johnson, I have to imagine if there's someone that would know what those guys are worth, it's Robert Saleh. He was their head coach and defensive play caller for multiple years. Again, both of them, Quinnen Williams was an all-pro under Saleh. Jermaine Johnson was a Pro Bowler. If they didn't get him, I have to say that Saleh was probably conferred, was asked about it, and he was like, I don't know if it's worth it.
Or he might have said, let's go do it, and they said, that's too much. Lynch and Shanahan. But I completely agree that as it relates to the Jets guys who got traded and Jermaine Johnson who didn't, that one you may disagree with, you may agree with, but that's how the 49er guys earn their money. Like I fully believe they could have gotten a Jet if they would have wanted to pay the price that was gotten for him. And they said no, that's too much.
Now, do you buy this though? Because this is something I always find interesting. You can look at it the way we're talking about it, right? And the Niners don't believe in the team.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Because they didn't invest in it, right? We talk about this all the time during baseball season, and we'll talk about it in February when the Warriors have a chance to make a deal at the deadline. But why don't we think about the non-trade actually as belief in the team? Like, we think you're good enough. Like, do you just not buy that?
There could be some truth to that.
Like, you guys have done pretty damn well, like, without what I believe to be a roster that is capable of a 6-3 record. You know, you guys have proved us wrong, essentially. So we're going to let you play this one out.
I think there's a shred of truth there for sure. I mean, if Shanahan and Lynch are looking at themselves saying, I don't know how we're 6-3 either. But now that we're 6-3 and we look ahead, and, you know, Mac's been better than we thought, and, you know, Robert's doing a hell of a job with his defense, even though they're hurt. You know what? Let's not do anything drastic. Let's use the old George Bush, stay the course, and let's see where this goes. Because we're going to have to play a lot of guys we're going to have to make decisions on next season. So let's give them 8 or 9 more games to see what they got. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers don't make a move yesterday. They're still 6-3. They're firmly entrenched in the playoff picture. The division, they're in third place. And a couple of the competitors did add pieces. But how are you feeling about the Niners right now? Not making any moves and taking this team to Levi Stadium Sunday to play the L.A. Rams. Let's go to Philmo Mike. What's up, Philmo? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's popping? I got a tough. See, that word kind of triggers me. They don't believe in the team. Like, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? I just think they looked at it. They said, okay, we got this going on. We got that going on. I'm happy with the team, right? But the words you guys are using, to like that. They don't. I don't think that they don't believe in them. I just think they looked at the situation and said, okay, we got this, we got that in the third. We always building for the future. And also, I want to say this. You can't, in football, you can't pick your year. So that thought of, are we going to try to do it this year? Brock Purdy is dealing with a toe injury, bro. Like, stop trying to plan for stuff. You can't do that in football. So I think that was never the case. Also, expectations on trade deadlines. This ain't the NBA, right, bruh, fans. So stop, like, every year you're not going to get a Christian McCaffrey, a Trent Williams. You're not going to get a blockbuster trade. We made a couple of deals beforehand. It is what it is. They assess the situation. Like you just said, I forget if it's Mark or Evan, we like this team. What if they said, hey, you know what? I'm proud of this team. We're going to rock with this team. We got reinforcements coming back in a couple of next weeks. Solid. Do you feel like this team is good enough? But Thune is out there smacking people, bro. He's out there trying to put a hurt on people. He looks pretty good. Winters looks okay. So you got to replace a Bosa. Bosa is, you know, he's good, but I don't know.
Let me,
my thing is, like, why would we invest all of this stuff, right,
and for some players, and we don't know what year we can win it.
Well, this is let me throw this at you, Mike, and it's kind of what the boss said, and he said this. He goes, you know, you're right. You don't know if you're going to be good next year. So because you don't know if you're even going to be good next year, then make some moves this year because you're 6-3.
Well, no, I think what you said earlier was key. They looked at it, and it's like, okay, well, our season got derailed last year. Our season is derailed this year. Let's just stay the course. Let's just stand pat because we do have a pretty good team. I think we can make the playoffs. Let's just try to make the playoffs with the reinforcements that we are getting and see where we lay from there. It wouldn't have made no sense to me to, like, just say, let's break the bank on this year, right?
Right.
Like, that wouldn't be smart, I would think. But if you say, okay, we're 6-3, we're in a position we actually want to be in. We're in a strengthened position. We're not at a 4-4, 4-6 position or whatever the record would be. We're in a position of strength. So to me, they kind of said, okay, they assessed the situation as they should have. And they said, yeah, you know what, it's not worth the second round pick. So boom, I feel it.
Appreciate you, Mike.
Yeah, I think that's fair. But look, you also do have to plan for the future. And I think that's where the complexity of sports lies, right? What Mike has talked about is absolutely correct, that one year to the next can be completely different, but that also means that you have to sort of be ready for it. Like, you have to be ready for if something goes wrong and you need to pivot. And if you forego your flexibility this year because you think you want to go in and you want to, you know, maximize this year, well, that's all well and good. And to the boss's point, you could, yes, you might be able to maximize this year. But if that hurts or, like, inhibits you from reacting to the future, which is completely unknown, then that's borderline irresponsible.
Yeah, the one thing that always strikes a chord with me is when fans say, well, what's McCaffrey thinking? Or what's Trent Williams thinking? Or, you know, you owe it to McCaffrey. No, you don't. I mean, you owe it to your team, the franchise, the fans. Like, that's the part that you owe Trent Williams? Like, what do you owe Trent Williams?
Well, about $30 million.
Right, and you owe him to be conscientious in putting a team around him that can compete, and if some years you can do it better than others, that's what you do. So, you know, Christian McCaffrey's great. That doesn't mean you make decisions based on, well, how's Christian going to feel? What if they don't feel supported? It's like, come on, man. This is pro sports. By the way, I want you to listen to although, and I haven't listened to this, so maybe this is going to contradict exactly what I said. But this was Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk. He was on with the Morning Roast.
It sends a message to the team that we think that you guys are good enough to compete. We think that we can get the most out of what we have. Look, they're 6-3, and look at all the injuries. It's amazing that they're 6-3. They've matched their win total from last year. And who knows how this is going to play out the rest of the way. The NFC is ridiculously competitive this year. Look at the division that the 49ers are in. The Cardinals are dangerous at 3-5. You've got the Seahawks and the Rams right now that arguably are among, you know, the best five teams in the entire NFL. So that's the thing. The short-term expenditure or the short-term boost and the long-term expenditure, you got to be realistic about where you are. And you got to be realistic about what it's going to do. And the last thing you want to do is get to the point where you regret giving up those picks.
I just think it's so funny the way if you say the NFC is wide open, teams have injuries, then you interpret it as they think they have enough. Well, if they think it's that much, if there's that much parity, then go out and get some guys and see if you could put yourself at the top. So I actually think that argument, you can use it either way if you really want.
Yeah, well, that's what he's saying, right? Yeah. Some people today wake up this morning and say they didn't invest in the team, so they don't believe in the team. Florio is interpreting it as, actually, they do believe in the team. But what this comes down to me is, it all comes back to the quarterback, if we're being honest, because the whole reason why you're not selling any part of your future with draft picks is because you need cheap labor. Why do you need cheap labor? Because you're about to pay a quarterback $53 million for the next 5 years. So I don't think you can look 5 years down the line, but I absolutely believe this front office looks 2 or 3 years down the line and says, who do we have on our books? Who do we got to pay? Who are we investing in? And how are we going to figure this thing out? We reset our book this offseason. We know Brock Purdy's coming up. We're not adding anybody that's going to cost us big money to a team that is going to have an albatross salary entering our books. And we're also not going to give up any chance to replenish a potential high salary body with cheap labor. That's what they did this offseason. They said goodbye to Debo. Okay, let's bring in Jordan Watkins. He's a rookie. We said goodbye to Malik Collins and Leonard Floyd. Okay, that's fine. We're going to draft a couple linemen. Like, they said, Talano Hufanga, Marquis Siegel, come on down. They said goodbye to a lot of players that made more money than they should have and replaced them with rookies or cheap talent. Why? Because you're about to pay your quarterback. So I think this is also a part of that, too.
You know what? You just made me think of this as you were talking, and I wonder if Brock Purdy had been healthy all year, and this is a hypothetical, let's say the 49ers are still 6-3, but Purdy has quarterbacked all 9 games, and he's played essentially like Mac Jones, you know, or Purdy. Do you think do you think the fans would have more optimism right now and want to go more all in? Or not all in, but would have been wanting the team to be more aggressive.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask me if the team would have done anything, and I still think they wouldn't have.
Okay, that's kind of what I was asking.
No, I don't think it changes anything. Like, to me, the quarterback, Kyle Shanahan said it's his team. So whether it's his team now or his team in the future, I don't think that changed the game plan of Parag and John Lynch whatsoever. I think they told us what they were going to do this offseason when they said goodbye to 6 or 7 veterans and replaced them with players you haven't heard of before.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. If the 49ers sent a message yesterday, the front office, was it that we believe in this team and we're going to let it roll, or we don't think this team is worth investing in at this point? 888-957-9570. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. This segment was sponsored by Surfside. The Golden State Warriors are back, and you can cheer on your Warriors with an ice-cold Surfside. 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and 0 bubbles, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer. It's Surfside. Proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.